And our next guest is looking for your help for the inaugural All-Ireland Hedgehog Count. Elaine O'Riordan is from the School of Natural Sciences and Ryan Institute, University of Galway. And they're teaming up with Oxford to get work underway on this, to map out the hedgehogs that we have in this country. Elaine, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me again.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so tell me about this and the cooperation that's there between yourselves and other organisations, the first ever All-Ireland Count for hedgehogs.
Yes. So there's a few of us kind of crazy hedgehog people have gotten together, and we started a group called Hedgehog Conservation Ireland. So our aim is to kind of raise awareness and promote hedgehog conservation in Ireland. So and that includes Dr. Sophie Rasmussen, who's in the University of Oxford. So one of the actions that we decided to kickstart is this kind of annual big hedgehog count. So, I mean, you can record hedgehogs all year round on the Irish Hedgehog Survey. But what we wanted was to kind of get people out looking for them for 1 week. So starting next Monday for a week, if people will go out and have a look in their gardens, or, you know, if you see any dead on the road, you can report them. Or if you want to go and take a walk around your local park or your pitch and putt or whatever it is, and just let us know if you see any hedgehogs.
Okay, so is it a good week in particular to look for them next week, starting on Monday?
Yeah, starting on Monday. Well, we chose this time of year particularly because it's a good time of the year. The hedgehogs are out of hibernation. They're feeding, they're building nests, and the babies, the hoglets, are being born now at this time of the year. So they're particularly kind of active at this time of the year. And as well as that, then, you know, if you see adults or you see babies at this time of the year, you'll be able to tell the difference as well.
Yes.
Because in the autumn time, they'll all be kind of the same size. So it'll be, yeah, you know, it just helps us get a little bit more information.
Yeah, and you're looking for obviously a good baseline of data to monitor how the hedgehogs are doing, how they're doing, if they need help, and they certainly do need help from the way things have changed.
Yeah, absolutely. So the poor old hedgehogs have been a little bit neglected in Ireland over the years. Everybody just assumes, sure, there's loads of them and they're all over the country and they're grand. But what we've seen in other countries in Europe where they've been monitoring the numbers a bit for quite a long time is that there has been, over the last 20 years in particular, huge drops in the numbers. And they've actually been classified now as near threatened by the Union for the Conservation of Nature. So we need that information to help us start monitoring our numbers now so that we can see in the future what's happening with them.
Yeah, definitely that is the case. A listener gets in touch. I saw a hedgehog on the road near Farn 4 yesterday. And unlike this guy, Gregory Gronyog would have recovered. So there, that's an example. Sometimes we see them, they're on roads and They're over the rainbow bridge, as people say it.
Yes. Unfortunately, they're probably one of the most reported animals that people see on the roads, probably more than, except for maybe birds. I think hedgehogs are probably next. So they don't have a huge amount of road sense. And also, you know, they are one of the most admitted animals into kind of rescue centres and stuff as well. So they do get themselves into mischief,
into all sorts of trouble, yeah. So it's night time, obviously, or the evening time. They tend to come out around 10 o'clock. Is that right, Elaine?
Yeah, late in the evening. Once it starts getting proper dark, that's when they usually will come out around about dusk. And then they're active throughout the night, and they're out and about, and they look for food. And they can travel quite a big distance as well. You know, they'll wamble 1 or 2 kilometres a night, no problem, looking for food. And then during the day, then they'll make a nest kind of in the long grass at the edge of the field or under a hedge or under the shed or in the compost bin or something like that. And they'll sleep there during the day then.
Okay, so they sleep during the day, they're all night. So people from next Monday, and any time you can go to the IrishHedgehogSurvey.com, is that where you go to from next Monday if you actively spend some time looking for them in your area and keep an eye out, obviously, particularly in your gardens as well, to see if they're coming in at that time of the evening? And stay clear, I imagine, as well, Elaine, don't interfere with them.
Yes, thank you for saying that. Yeah, so we're not asking people to go out and start rooting around underneath the shed or poking around in the long grass and see can you wake them up. What we're just saying is go out to places where you think they might be and have, you know, just watch out and spend a bit of time there and see, do you see them? And then you go to irishhedgehogsurvey.com and you can fill in the details there. So it'll bring you to the recording page on the Biodiversity Ireland recording site. And you can tell us, you could click on the map, we'll give us the location. And you can tell us, did you see, you know, a live animal, or did you see a dead animal, or did you see a mum and babies, and what were they doing? So look at that information, then will be really useful for us. So if you go out into your garden and you see a hedgehog every night, you don't have to do it every night, but just if you see it once, that's great. And maybe tomorrow night you might take a walk in the park, or, you know, if you're out, like, obviously I'm just like, I know I'm not asking people to go wandering the country roads in the dark now or whatever, but if you have a safe place to go walking and looking around the woods or around the fields, that will be great as well.
Yeah, could be a good project for primary schools get involved in as well. Elaine, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us, and good luck with it.
Sorry.
And hopefully we might talk to you about the results of the survey
when
you get them as well. Okay, brilliant stuff.
Absolutely.
Great stuff. That's Elaine O'Riordan there from the School of Natural Sciences, Ryan Institute, University of Galway. That All-Ireland Hedgehog Count starting next Monday, June 8th. Ireland Hedgehog Survey. IrishHedgehogSurvey.com is the website to go to for details, or just Google it. It'll get you in the right direction in relation to that.